The histopathology of the calcinosis cutis is an important slide which is usually seen in the exam. So usually when the calcium deposits are present within the skin, they are either present in the dermis or they are present in the subcutaneous tissue or subcutaneous fat. So when they are present in the dermis, they are present in the form of fine granules, and in the subcutaneous fat, it is present in the form of a large irregular masses. They can be seen with H&E staining, where it appears blue. But when a special stain is used for the calcium, that is bone coarser stain, it appears black. So that is why we want to visualize the slides with both the H&E staining and the bone coarser stain to confirm a diagnosis. Besides this, a chronic lymphohistiocytic infiltrate may be seen at the edge of deposits. Along with this, sometimes additional findings, additional investigations like radiology is also done, in which the calcium deposits appear opaque, present in the soft tissues. In case of pancreatic panniculitis, there is a fat necrosis with the ghost lymphocytes and calcification within the cytoplasm, which is mainly seen in the subcutaneous fat.